Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for August the 7th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Coach Senegal, Commissioner Senegal.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before you. We acknowledge your presence, your majesty, great gifts that you bestow upon us. Lord, we ask that as we conduct our county's business, that you lead us and guide us, shine a light upon the path that you would have us to follow. Push us, get off that path, Lord, back and on the path that serves you, that serves our citizens. Lord, we ask that you surround servicemen and women around this world that are making our democracy possible. Your grace, lift them up and let them know that we appreciate what you do for our country. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Please join.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB term contract for HVAC, capital equipment service and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief. Item B, award term contract for HVAC, capital equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief to Alliance Mechanical, as exhibited in Exhibit A. Item C, execute, receive, and file acceptance of the offer for IFB for this term contract with HVAC capital equipment. Item D, approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for pest control for Jefferson County with Attaboy Termite and Pest Control for the period of August 3, 2010 to August 2, 2011. Item E, execute, receive, and file contract for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County primary award. The total contract with DRC Emergency Services. Item F, execute, receive, and file contract for RFP with emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County secondary award for debris with Crowder Gulf. Item G has been tabled. Item H, considering possibly approve a change order number 001 for repairs to the Walter Humphrey Park Maintenance Building with Centerline Construction in the amount of $14,857. This order is to provide foundation design as prepared by Fitz and Shipman to comply with the FEMA requirements to elevate the new facility 4.28% feet. This will provide the foundation 1 foot above base flood elevation. Funds for these change orders will be reimbursed by FEMA. Item I, execute, receive, and file this change order 001 for the work on Walter Humphrey Park Maintenance Building. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Have a second. Discussion.
I'm coming to you, Don. I'm true to my word. On this change order, do we have it in writing from FEMA that they're going to reimburse it, number one? Number two, shouldn't this have been something that we spotted in the beginning?
The design of the foundation was not complete at the time we went to contract with it because there was so many unknowns. Fitz and Shipman was taking their time getting that design to us. When it came in, it required a lot of piling underneath the building for stabilization.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that it was already classified as a large contract and that FEMA was going to pay for the cost for the foundation when it came in.
That FEMA would pay for it?
Yes, sir.
So
and I do have a confirmation through auditing that that has been taken care of.
And that they confirm that they
yes,
will
sir.
Pay for the okay.
It's within the scope. It was included in the scope. And, you know, that's the most important thing on a project worksheet. You know, with a large, we have notified them of the change, even though it's a small amount. But any
okay.
kind of change orders on those, we try to send to the state, even though it's already included in the scope.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve appointing Tim Sedella to the Spindle Top Mental Health Mental Retardation Board of Trustees. Mr. Sedella will replace Mr. Stephen Hale, who is resigning. Item B, consider and possibly approve or adopt a resolution recognizing Joyce A. Hefford for 31 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Public Health Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. And by addendum item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a release between the county and Denbury Green Pipeline LLC.
Judge, that C, can we table that? That is a project that have not been worked on, and I would prefer to get some true numbers before we try to estimate what it's going to take to do. And this would be letting them off the hook before we know what we really was going to do, have to do as work and everything.
Okay, does anybody have any comment on that or clarification? Yes, sir.
My name is Chris Marlowe. I'm with Coates Field Service representing Denbury and Green Pipeline. I'm the permit agent. The last communication I have is from the engineer's office from last week, showing a final invoice for those construction damages to our contractor. That invoice totaled a little over $24,000.
Sir, that was estimates, and this morning I had engineering in my office.
Okay.
And I don't think that's completed from each commissioner's precinct because some things wasn't included in there. And I don't think it's a smart business of the county to do business and have sand going through our fingers. That means if the damage was done by your company, I feel that it's just an obligation that you owe the citizens of Jefferson County the same fees to repair it.
Commissioner, I've said before, and I will continue to say, that it is Denbury's goal to be a good neighbor on this project. And if you desire more time to take a look at that, very well.
Appreciate that, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. The item has been tabled.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Yes, I'm ready.
Myself and Commissioner Syndergaard are going to teamwork today since Dr. Walks is away. Judge and court, this is Miss Joyce Halford. She has been a very valuable player for the county, a hard worker for the citizens of Jefferson County. Whenever you call, matter of fact, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago when I came to your office and it was about the burial plots and things, That was the lady who put it on to us. We appreciate what you do for the citizen and what you have done and the knowledge you bring. It's very, very difficult to replace a 31-year tenured employee with the county. It's very difficult to even explain how we can begin to look at doing that. We want to know that we really appreciate the service you provide to the citizens of this county, and we appreciate you as an individual. First, a God-fearing woman, I know your minister, and I know your activity in church. So I want to make sure that it would be remiss if I wouldn't let it be known that you will be missed tremendously. And if you don't mind, you may want to introduce your family.
My son-in-law, Richard Bennett, who is a son to me, would you please stand? My granddaughter, Shaylin Young. My daughter, Katrina Hafford. And my daughter, Lucretia Bennett. This is my family.
Ms. Hafford, we have a resolution I'm going to read. I hate I miss your party, but I can't eat any more cake. But you will be missed. Okay, whereas Joyce A. Hafford has devoted 31 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Joyce has dedicated her talent and services as a social worker, social services supervisor at the Jefferson County Public Health Department, and whereas Joyce A. Hafford has pledged her service to those persons who are in need of medical and financial assistance in Jefferson County, and I'll just add around the state because I'm sure you have a lot of other people outside of Jefferson County. Whereas Joyce A. Hafford is highly respected by the various community resource agencies in Jefferson County, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Joyce A. Hafford has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Public Health Department, Joyce A. Hafford is recognized for her unselfish devotion to common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Joyce A. Hafford for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, County Airport.
Judge, there's still some issues to be resolved regarding grass mowing on Highway 69 at Ford Park and at the airport. And Mr. Rugg and our purchasing agent get together. I think, in addition, there's been an issue raised about possibility of requiring insurance. So we need to hold that until those issues are resolved.
Okay. Anybody opposed to tabling that? It'll be tabled. County Auditor. Item A, consider an approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for $10,000 for road machinery. Item B, consider an approved budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance, $5,000. Item C, consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the signatories for the Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract number DRS010219. Item D, payment of regular county bills, check number 342122 through check number 342362. Is there a motion on these?
Second.
Have a motion and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, by addendum, item A, consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agency agreement with Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force for the 2011 grant. Is there a motion on that?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Motion and a second, discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County clerk, by way of addendums, item A, receive and file leasing agreement with City of Groves for voting equipment and central counting station facilities for their November 2nd, 2010 election. This agreement was approved by the court on June 28th, 2010. Item B, consider and possibly approve and execute leasing agreement with the City of Bevel Oaks for voting equipment and central counting station facilities for their November 2nd, 2010 election. Item C, receive and file this leasing agreement with the City of Bevel Oaks.
So moved.
Motion and a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it is unanimous. Is there anything further?
Judge, just a notice to elected officials and department heads, there'll be some construction activity starting next week at the rear of the courthouse, and this back parking lot will be blocked off. Also, the backside of our maintenance and chiller building back here will be roped off while they're erecting and starting the staging for the construction activities. Parking will have to be across the street over behind Annex 1, and soon Commissioner Alford, that locked-in area there will be available for first come, first serve for elected officials and department heads.
Open and available.
Okay. Sorry for the inconvenience, but it'll probably be for about a year and a half.
Say what?
Bearer of good news. Okay, if that's it, we will stand adjourned.
We probably need to recess and then go into a budget workshop.
Oh, recess. No adjournment, recess, go into a budget workshop.
Five minutes and gather back and then pass some things out, and then we'll give you an update on the budget.
You're being timed, sir.